Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another
You guys are on mute. We can't hear Tom.
Hey, Bob, we can't hear Tom because you're muted.
So the first one goes, a middle-aged woman had a heart attack and was rushed to the emergency room. On the operating table, she had a near-death experience, seeing God. She asked if this was it. He said, no, you have another 43 years, 2 months, and 8 days to live. Upon recovery, she decided to stay in the hospital and have a facelift, liposuction, a tummy tuck, the whole works. She even had someone come in and change her hair color, figuring that since she had so much life remaining, she might as well make the most of it. She was discharged after the final procedure. However, while crossing the street outside, she was killed by a speeding ambulance.
Oh, my gosh.
Arriving in God's presence, she fumed, I thought you said I had another 40 plus years. He replied, I didn't recognize you.
Okay.
And I have another one here, just in case nobody liked that one. There were two men shipwrecked on an island. The minute they got onto the island, one of them started screaming and yelling, we're going to die! We're going to die! There's no food! No water! We're going to die! The second man was propped up against a palm tree, and acting so calmly, it drove the first man crazy. Don't you understand? We're going to die! The second man replied, you don't understand. I make $100,000 a week. The first man, dumbfounded, looked at him and asked, what difference does that make? We're on an island with no food and no water. We're going to die! The second man answered, I make $100,000 a week, and I tithe 10%. My pastor will find me.
Yeah, that's really good. That's the truth.
So I thought you might like those two little articles. I don't know if they could be some of the ones that Barney's had in the past, but they're pretty funny to me.
Yeah.
So I'll start into the topic I want to cover today, and that topic is probably, you can probably tell from the song, the subject I want to call, and you can call this the teaching strength. That's what I want to share. Strength. So with that in mind, let's go to Isaiah 26:3. That's where we'll start. This is a little word study. I like doing word studies. I think they're a lot of fun to do. Some of them can be long, some of them can be short. So I had to keep this one kind of short, but I did. You might be quicker than me with flipping through these pages. Isaiah 26:3, And every time I hear this verse, it's a great verse, I hear this verse shared, they always stop here. Whoever shares it stops here. And then go to the next one. So I'm going to share verse 3 and 4. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? Great renewed mind verse, though. Keep your mind on God. But don't forget, in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And in this next verse, you don't have to go to it. But in Daniel chapter 11, well, I'll go to it. But I can't. But if you want to go to it, Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Ezekiel, Daniel. I should know. I should have written down, but I don't. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, and it's in the second part of this verse that God says, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And I'd like to think I'm one of his people. So I would imagine that includes all of you. We can do exploits for God. Go to Psalms. Over to Psalm 27.
Psalm 27.
Psalm 27. And if you beat me there, you're quicker than me. Of course, with phones, you might be able to beat me. I'm old school. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Nobody. Psalm 29. Go there. Two Psalms over. And the last verse in that Psalm says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Well, we're his people, so it says he will give us strength. The Lord will give us strength. And boy, do I need some of that in my life sometimes. Actually, all the time. Let's go to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel. Chapter 22. And we'll start in verse 29. 2 Samuel 22, verse 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the light, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God, save the Lord, and who is a rock, save our God? Verse 33, God is my strength and power. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. And verse 35, he teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. I'd like to be that strong. I'd like to be that strong. Be able to break a steel bow with your arms? Boy, awesome. So let's go to Psalm 93. Psalm 93. Back to Psalms. There seems to be a lot in Psalms about strength. Psalm 93, verse 1. Verse 1. Listen to this. This is cool. The Lord reigneth. Psalm 93, verse 1. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherefore, he hath girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. The Lord is clothed with majesty and strength. That is one of the major qualities of our God. He is clothed with strength. Now, I know that I have the Spirit of God in me because I can do manifestations.
Right.
So, if God is in me and He is clothed with strength, that makes something available to me spiritually and maybe physically if I tap into it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So where my life can be greatly strengthened and I should expect wonderful results. That's my thinking. Let's go to 2 Samuel 22. 2 Samuel 22. Second Samuel chapter 22, verse 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Here's it. For by thee I have run through a troop. And here's where it's repeated again. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. And we've already read this again. He read this verse back. We read this back in a couple of books ago. He maketh my feet like a hind's feet. He teach and setteth me upon my high places. Teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arm. Boy, when I see something done twice in the Word, I like that. Because God's emphasizing something. He didn't say it's necessarily available, but he didn't say it's not. So, let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. Here's a great section of the Word, Isaiah 40.
Are you, is that on, Jeremy? Both
Bluetooth. Isaiah 40.
Speaker and the microphone.
Oh. Verse 28. I'll start at verse 28, chapter 40. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his power. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths, shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. What a great section. That's physical. God's going to renew your strength if you wait upon it. Well, how do you wait upon God? You're going to ask. Well, you can pray and you can read his word.
Yeah.
And you can wait for him to answer you. Because if you expect it, since he's in you, we just read that, I'm sure he'll answer you. And he'll renew our strength. We'll mount up with wings as eagles. It's just too bad I can't fly, but figuratively speaking, I like that. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, let's go to Psalm 18. Okay, I missed that one. Not just in case. Oh, I read this one. We've seen this part here. So let's flip on over to what's in the New Testament. A couple verses in the New Testament addressed to us kids. We go to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. There we go. Verse 14, 3:14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the who of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. You feel your muscles growing? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And what a wonderful strengthening that is for us in our inner man. Isn't that wonderful? Go to Philippians. I think we'll flip on over to Philippians, which next book over. A familiar verse. Very short. Philippians 4:13. Most of you can probably recite it by heart if you have it in your retamery package. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Well, that's what God says in his word. I can do all things through Christ, not myself. Oh, well, no, it's not if I do a whole bunch of push-ups, I'll be able to do everything. But all things through Christ, which strengthens me in order what God wants me to do, he said, I can do it all. So I just keep searching his word, see what I can do. Go to Colossians chapter 1. And that may be the next page over for most of you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. And how far that goes, I don't know. It says all might according to his glorious power, with all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints in life. What a wonderful verse of Scripture there. Mm-hmm. A couple of verses. Strengthened with all might. Wow. Anyway, that's not the end. I did want to end. One Old Testament. Well, I wasn't going to go through the whole story, but I decided to just mention one Old Testament character that I've always admired, and that was Caleb. I know that most of you on the line and everybody here knows about Joshua and Caleb and the 12 spies that were sent to search out the promised land. Remember that?
Yeah.
And so the 12 spies went out. They went to search the promised land, came back to Moses and the children of Israel to give the report. Two guys, Joshua and Caleb, gave a thumbs up to the going in and getting the promised land. You know, we can do this. This is God said it. We can do it. Let's follow him. We can kick butt. Let's go. And but the other ten spies, because they saw the physical stature of the people they saw on this little scouting trip they went on, these guys were big. Okay, let's be honest. True to fact, they were a little bit bigger than you or me. Maybe 10. Well, okay, that's a little bit bigger than you and me. Way bigger than they were. So they got scared. Children of Israel got scared. Got talked into not going. So what it cost Joshua and Caleb? A little bit of time before they actually got into the promised land, because shortly after that, God got really peeved. He said, you know what? You 10 guys that came back with a bad report, ain't nobody going, you're not going in. And he did some other stuff, so those 10 guys actually says they died because of their unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And the children of Israel, because they believed, those 10 guys, and not going into the promised land, like God told them was okay, because I'm going to give it to you anyway, no matter what you see. It cost them a whole generation died before. This is actually their kids. Like if I was afraid of the Israelites, I was afraid to go into the promised land, I wouldn't go. It would be my children. So they went in. But anyway, I want to show you about Caleb. No, Joshua, we know he was rewarded for his steadfast service and faithfulness to God because he became the boss in place of Moses. Of course, I didn't know sometimes if that was a reward or not, but here, congratulations, you just got the top job. But it's wonderful. His life was tremendous. But I would like to look at Caleb just real quick in the book of Joshua, chapter 14. Joshua 14. So, God promised Caleb he would go see the promised land along with Joshua. That's what he told the Israelites before they started whining too much and stuff. But Caleb and Joshua, they stood up for the one true God and they said, we should go. But anyway, they didn't. So it cost them 40 years before they ever saw the promised land, Joshua and Caleb. But it took, so anyway, they got to the promised land under Joshua's leadership and they started conquering it. And Caleb, this is what happened to Caleb. And you got to remember, Caleb was 40 years old when the Israelites decided they didn't want to continue to the promised land. So now he's 85 years old. Now he's 85 years old. He's standing in front of Joshua, who's the boss now, in place of Moses. And he said in chapter 14, verse 6, and we'll read it pretty quickly, and this is what happened to Joshua. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua and Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again, and it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And here's what I think is so cool about this little mention of Caleb here. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. And 85 years old now.
Wow.
You know, some of us, when we were, when our parents have reached 85, and man, you've got to roll. But anyway, he's 85 years old. And verse 10, I'll read that again. Now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war both to go out and to come in. Verse 12, now therefore, give me this mountain, wherefore the king spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there. And that's part of the race of giants that the Israelites had seen some 45 years earlier. And they were afraid. But anyway, he's asking for the... Is that those giants are there? Are you kidding me? You want that land? Yeah, he said. And that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave him to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. And I'm going to quit right there. But did he go? He got the land. What he wanted? He asked for, giants were in that land. And you know what? If you read in the next chapter, a little bit later, a few verses, his children drove out those giants from that mountain. You know? Pretty cool though. But that he was as strong. You know how strong you got to be at 85 years old? He was still military strong. And I don't know, maybe some of you military guys know how hard you got to work out. But at 85 years old, to be military strong, that's the thing I have in my mind. That I know it was Caleb and back there in the Old Testament and stuff, but why not me? Why can't I be as strong as I can be at 85? You know. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share. Love you all. Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful word. Thank you that you love us so much and that we have your presence within us, spiritually speaking. And we can draw on your strength anytime we want. All we have to do is ask. So we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful night and the word we've had to share with each other. And I thank you for all your people, for blessing them and giving them the strength that they need to have a great night's sleep and a wonderful day tomorrow. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.